गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्य श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजिकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्य श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सस्य गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद् भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories and glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः वि रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टु 1 चाप्टर् 5 टेक्स्ट् 15 जुगुप्सितं धर्मकृतेऽनुशासता स्वभाव रिक्तस्य महाव्यतिक्रमा यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इति इतितरः स्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जना जुगुप्सितं धर्म कृतेनुशासिता स्वभावरक्तस्य महाव्यतिक्रमा यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इतीतरः स्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जना जुगुप्सितं धर्म कृतेनुशासता स्वभावरक्तस्य महाव्यतिक्रमा यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इतीतरस्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जना
यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इतीतरस्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनः युगुप्सितं धर्म कृते अनुशासतः स्वभावरक्तस्य महाव्यतिक्रमः यद्वाक्यतो धर्म इतीतरस्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनः जुगुप्सितं धर्म कृतेनुशासकः स्वभावरक्तस्य महान् व्यतिक्रमः यद्वाक्यधर्म इतीतरस्थितो न मन्यते तस्य निवारणं जनः
माताजिस् But the translation, Jugupsitam, verily condemned, Dharma Krite, for the matter of religion, Anushashataha, instruction, Swabhavaraktasya, naturally inclined, Mahan, great, Vetikramaha, unreasonable, Yat Vakyataha, under whose instructions Dharma, religion, Iti, it is thus, Itaraha, the people in general, Stitaha, fixed, Na, do not, Manyate, think, Tasya, of that, Nivaranam, Prohibition, Janaha, De. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. That is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable. Because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva's compilation of different Vedic literatures on the basis of regulated performance of fruitive activities are described in the Mahabharata and other literatures is condemned herewith by Srinada. The human being by long material association, life after life, have a natural inclination by practice to endeavor to lord it over material nature. They have no sense of responsibility of human life. This human form of life is a chance to get out of the clutches of illusory matter. The Vedas are meant for going back to Godhead. Back to Godhead, going back home, to resolve in the cycle of transmigration in a series of life numbering 8,400,000 is an imprisoned life for the condemned conditioned souls. The human form of life is a chance to get out of this imprisoned life, and as such the only occupation of human being is to re-establish his lost relationship with God. Under the circumstances, one should never be encouraged in making a plan for sense enjoyment in the name of religion, religious functions. Such diversions of human energy results in a misguided civilization. Ila Vasudev is the authority of Vedic explanations in the Mahabharata, etc. And his encouragement in sense enjoyment in some form or other is a great barrier for spiritual advancement, because the people in general will not agree to renounce material activity which hold them in material bondage. At a certain stage of human civilization, when such material activity in the name of religion, as sacrificing animals in the name of Yajna, were too much rampant, the Lord incarnates himself as Buddha and discards the authority of Vedas in order to stop animal sacrifice in the name of religion. This was foreseen by Narada, and therefore he condemned such literatures. The flesh eaters still continue to perform animal sacrifice before some demigod or goddesses in the name of religion, because in some of the Vedic literature such regulated sacrifices are recommended. They are so recommended to discourage flesh eaters, but gradually the purpose of such religious activity is forgotten and the slaughter houses become prominent. This is because foolish materialistic people do not care to listen to others who are actually in a position to explain the Vedic rites. In Vedas it is distinctly said that perfection of life is never to be attained either by voluminous work or by accumulation of wealth or even by increasing the population, but it is so attained only by renunciation. The materialistic men do not care to listen to such injunctions. According to them, the so-called renounce order of life is meant for those who are unable to earn their livelihood because of some corporeal defects, or for persons who have failed to achieve prosperity in family life. In histories like the Mahabharata, of course, there are topics on transcendental subjects along with material topics. The Bhagavad Gita is there in Mahabharata. The whole idea of Mahabharata culminates in the ultimate instruction of the Bhagavad Gita that one should relinquish all other engagement and should engage only solely oneself solely and fully in surrendering unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. But men with materialistic tendencies are more attracted to politics, economics and philanthropic activities mentioned in Mahabharata than to the principal topics, namely the Bhagavad Gita. This compromising spirit of Vyasadeva is directly condemned by Narada, who advised him to directly proclaim that the prime necessities of human life is to realize one's eternal relation with the Lord and thus surrendering unto him without delay. A patient suffering from a particular type of malady is almost always inclined to accept eatables which are forbidden for him. The expert physician does not make any compromise with the patient by allowing him to take practically what he should not at all take. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that a man attached to fruitive work should not be discouraged from his occupation, but for gradually he may be elevated to the position of self-realization. This is sometimes acceptable for those who are only dry empirical philosophers without spiritual realization, but those who are in the devotional line need not be always so advised. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणालललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all devotees. I can speak for the glorification of Lord and purification of my heart. So this verse actually is where Narada is diagnosing the problem of Vyasadeva. So I want to take little side of Vyasadeva. So and try to see why he has done this job. Because Krishna supports, means Vyasadeva has some support from Krishna's teaching in Bhagavad Gita. So third chapter says that you can be happy in this material world. So we'll see how. But first we'll see what Bhagavatam says. When Vidura meets Maitreya, it does not directly ask what did Krishna told the most confidential things to you. He asks, his question was, how is that this material world is so created, it is so designed, that nobody is happy? So at least there should be some exception, that somebody should be happy. So but how is it so designed that nobody is happy? And even if somebody looks happy, they are only pretending. So they are pretending to be happy, but it is actually not possible. And another important thing is everybody is struggling hard to be happy. So how many of you before coming Krishna conscious, you struggled to be happy? You all struggled. And how many got success? Nobody got success. That is actually the truth. The problem is still we struggle to be happy. Like why we are happy now in Krishna conscious? When Amana Mataji met Srila Prabhupada, his first statement was, you cannot be happy in this material world. She told, such a relief. So once you know that we cannot be happy in this material world, what we do, we stop struggling. Because when we see that people outside, they are so much wealthy, rich and opulent, and they are really enjoying, then we think maybe I am missing something and I have to struggle for it to achieve. So, but when we come to know that nobody is happy, actually it gives a relief. That because out of envy or some desire, we also want to achieve something. But Krishna is actually not possible. And Prabhupada said, you cannot be. Like now, there are so many, if people hear this, they become a little upset with us. They say, why this fellow is so pessimistic? And many people don't hate shaven head, tilaks and saffron because it's a threat to their existence. They say, this, by this dress we are telling that there is no happiness here. Like Prabhupada's writing, no? Here. People see the renounced or they say, iska to, some failure happened, that's why this fellow is renounced. So either a family problem or love failure or some failure, job he could not do, he achieved. But actually it's not true. You know, we have the highest of the sannyasis, you know, it is actually in the renounced order, is Shiromani in the renounced order, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for him, he was having best mother, mother of whole universe, Sachi Mata, and the most beautiful wife. And thing is, there is no fight between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. So generally people get renounced. Like when I was going for book distribution, we were staying in one village. So one person came on bike and he was sitting and talking and I was explaining. I asked him, what do you do? He said, morning I get up, and he was 40 kilometers from Pune. I go to Pune, I go to the theater, I take the ticket, purchase the ticket, sleep, and again next show I take ticket, sleep, and third also I take sleep there and come home. Morning I take breakfast, go, and come in the night at 9 o'clock and again take dinner and sleep. I said, why you are doing like that? He said, if I come home early, there is fight between my wife and mother, and no, I cannot deal with it. So I go, because I don't have problem with money, but I cannot deal with them. So I go, I sleep and come and again come. So people renounce. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have any issue with mother-in-law. And he don't have any problem with job, career problem. People renounce, no job for many days, so many years. So he was having, that time only he was getting opportunity to give sessions abroad. He went to Bangladesh and came. So he was having such good career, and not only that, he has good friends. If you don't have any friends or anything, that also causes renunciation. But Srivas Thakur, when his son died, he didn't want to disturb Lord dancing only. So Lord Chaitanya said, how can I leave such loving friends? So in spite of all three, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So that means there is something higher. Anyway, my point was that there is actually no happiness in this material world, but people are struggling hard and trying, and we also struggled hard to get it. But once we came to know there is no happiness, that gave actually so much relief, because I need not struggle anymore, because even if somebody is struggling, they will not get it. Not that, like, what happens is the Maya or Kali, they have some special advertisement. They are their agents. All these celebrities are agents of them, who actually shows that they are very happy. So when people see celebrities, they also aspire to become like them. So I was coming in auto. So I was reading. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading some shlokas. You will become happy by reading it. So he said, but you believe in God? I said, he was not able to accept, okay, believe in God, but I am still unhappy. No, you follow God, you will be happy, because you are not following him. He said, but I follow, he told some director's name. He said, his interviews are so inspiring, so logical, I follow him. I said, but by following him, are you happy? He said, no, it's not solving my problem, but temporary relief. I said that even if that director goes home after his powerful, logical interview, his wife will not wash his feet and take the water and sprinkle on his head. Because he has wife and children, his wife will beat and his children will pull his hair. That is common. So he cannot be happy because he has wife and children at home. So this is actually the situation for everyone. Not that because he is a celebrity and thousands of fans are there for him, he goes home, his wife is very respectful. It's not actually possible, because that is actually how the system is. Like now we hear in 2014, the famous comedian in Hollywood. Rob Williams, he committed suicide and died. So one time when he was coming after his powerful show and thousands of followers he was having, and when he is coming out of the show, then he was actually confessing in a, to the anchor, that I am making so many people happy, but irony is, I myself am not happy. So this is actually reality. So when we see, like, day before yesterday, I was in flight. So the air hostess, three women and one man were there. They're so miserable. Just by seeing their face only, you can understand. They're so unhappy. And maybe because flight was late or whatever, but they're really very unhappy. So when I was going, I was feeling very sad for them. They're seeing by their face, even though externally they're showing. So when I went, I told Hare Krishna, and when they heard, he didn't understand. Again, I said second time. So when they heard Hare Krishna, they became little happy, and you know, both of them said Hare Krishna. So I felt at least the holy name they heard two times, and that gave them some happiness. So anyway, that was but here now how to become happy, two three solutions which are there, we'll discuss further. We'll why Krishna is telling you can be happy in third chapter, if you take 34th shloka. And here also, 34th shloka, Prabhupada writes, actually whole third chapter says you can be happy. But there are conditions apply. Star mark is there. How can you be happy? So, how can we be happy? By regulation. That's actually what Vyasadeva is trying to help the living entities to regulate their life to become happy. So, first thing in life is, we should know what is the goal of our life. So generally people don't know. They have Chandrayaan 2. They want to go to moon, but they don't ask why they want to go to moon. Because they don't know the purpose. That's why generally people, they're living a life, but they don't have purpose. So if you know the purpose, then you know the path. Like we have Alice in the Wonderland, one comic. So she goes and she sees a cat in the Wonderland. And then she asks, there are four roads. She asks the cat, which path I should go? The cat asks, so what is your purpose? I don't have any purpose. Then any path is okay for you. So people outside, they don't have any purpose in life. So first thing is we should know sadhya, then we'll know sadhana. And then we'll know the obstacles in that. So generally we have GPS. Previously GPS what? First you should know your location. That means we should know who am I. If I know who am I, that is called Sambandha Gyan. Then it will tell, okay, where you want to go. Then it will tell how much traffic is there, what are the obstacles, you have to go this way, what are things. Then obstacles are told. Then you can proceed. So GPS is Guru Parampara system for us. So that will guide us to our goal, where you want to go. First you should know who am I. So, sometimes GPS also creates problem. Now, it will take you to dead end. Oh, sometimes, in India, what happens is, people break some, like in railway train tracks, besides they put walls, and people break and people start going. And the GPS count that. And sometimes you go in car, and car will take and stop in front of that wall. Because GPS thinks people are, so many people are going, that's a road there. But actually railway track, people are breaking the wall and going. So there is a problem in GPS, but Guru Parampara system is not like that. So point is, first we should know who am I. So this is actually a problem with the people. They don't know their identity. So generally they identify themselves with material body. So they don't know the distinction between the spirit, soul and body. Even the most intelligent people, the scientists, they also think the matter can create consciousness. That is actually their problem. Even if they say there is a little technical, I'll tell. Like, what is their reasoning for near-death experience? So they say that the mind has a special imaginary ability. So just to give a solace to a dying person, the mind gives some hallucinating imaginations that there is a next life, there is something, you have a near-death experience. So there is certain DNA which helps the mind to create certain imaginations, and you get a near-death experience or out-of-body experiences. So this is actually mechanical, it's nothing to do with, you know. So according to them, everything is matter only. So now, but we are actually different. We are different from our body. We are seeing through our eyes. So this is actually what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur wanted to explain for us. This is a philosophy he is trying to tell. There is a difference between seer and seen. Like hearing and listening. We hear, but we don't listen. Like sometimes things go mechanically. We are hearing, But listening is something different. Means where consciousness is involved. So like I show a photo of Navan Bihari. Two people will see same photo, but they both have a different interpretation. So that means eyes are seeing, but something else is actually observing. Anyway, there is... I'll come to this point of why Vyasdev is giving a regulated enjoyment. So why regulated enjoyment Vyasdev is prescribing? And Krishna also prescribes in Bhagavad Gita. Not that just Vyasdev, it's Krishna's prescription also. So, like, we all actually, there is a desire to enjoy. So, Veda says that you want to become happy, you just follow the scriptures. Then you can be happy. Like, people say, why there are so many restrictions in the scriptures? You should not eat it, you should not do this. And many people want to eat chocolates. After coming to, they say, cocoa chocolate, why we cannot eat? And it's a great obstacles on the path of devotional service for many people. So Krishna says, no problem, you want, you can eat it, but you cannot be happy. So that is actually the problem. So you can do whatever you want, but you cannot be happy like that. You want to be happy, you have to follow the scriptures. You have to follow the path only, then only. They say, I want to invent new ways. Krishna says, new ways don't work. You follow the world way which I gave, that only will make you happy. So this is actually the system. So now, there is a problem. Why the problem following scriptures is, we are already programmed with certain things. That's why we want to do the way we want. This is our problem. So, like, what we do is our programming, Ichha Desha Samuttena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. So, because we have so much brain substance, we create problem for ourselves and we create problem for everyone others also. So that is actually the main problem for us. If you see animals, they don't have much brain substance. Cat won't go to depressions. They don't have any heartbreak problems because they don't have much. But we have the problem. So, like, what is the difficulty is we are unrestricted in our enjoyment. Like there is a green tree hotel. The name is green tree, but it is actually non-vegetarian. And now they are eating non-veg and the rare part of the chicken, whatever stool comes, they think they are enjoying. Actually, we are enjoying unnaturally, but we think it is natural. But Krishna says, if you are natural, then you will be happy. So we are in an unnatural state, but we think it is natural. Eating non-veg is unnatural for us. If you stop eating for some time, then even you smell also, we will not feel. Previously, onion garlic. Now we cannot even smell also. If somebody is nearby, you know, bus or train, to sit with any other person, passengers, becomes so intolerable for us. He smells like fish or onion garlic. It's so difficult. Because it's actually not natural for us. But we are in a natural state, we are trying to enjoy. And that is actually cause a problem. So Krishna is telling you, we are actually programmed in certain way, thinking that this is actually what is our enjoyment. So when we are born, we are not programmed. But when you start growing, it takes 15 years for our body, 15, 16 years for our body to get programmed. And once it programs, we do like that only. So it's a little technical. You try to understand. I'll tell. This is how Prakriti Kriyamanani Shloka is connected to it. Like when small child is there, he is always observing around and trying to program his mind. Like no, if a small child is there, you show Kartal to him, his eyes is open only like this. He'll not react because he don't know what to do. He's not programmed. But now if we are showing, then we'll say no, we'll try to protect ourselves. So the program is not done. So slowly, slowly our mind gets programmed to how to react to the environment. So slowly, 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 and it takes 15 years, then our program reacts. Now suddenly mosquito comes for small child, he don't know, he just cries, he don't understand. But now mosquito comes, we immediately, means our hand got programmed. So you have to do like this. mosquito comes. For a small child, you don't know what to do. It's not programmed. So slowly, slowly, we try to protect ourselves with this programming. And now, there is a problem. If anything happens, something which is not according to our program, there is a conflict. So people does something different than what I am programmed, there is a conflict. So much conflict. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Second World War in the kitchen. Why? Because one is programmed according to material nature in one way, one is programmed in certain way. Once you are programmed, then it's a threat to your existence. If somebody tells something against you, immediately mind things. Actually, what we are doing, it's already done. So we are programmed certain way. If somebody is trying to obstruct, immediately we feel little greatly threatened. Our ideas or anything, we are actually feeling that it is threat to my existence. So the way we think, the way we perceive, same object, everybody has a different vision of the world. And their vision of the world, they think it is right. My vision of the world is only right. And if anybody has different vision, is actually threat to my existence. So I'll not go more detail in this. But like, if there is any change in our existence, that also causes problem. Because my false ego identified. So, like, when I was childhood, so one of my grandmother's cousin's son, very far relative, so he came for a function. He told me, I was sitting, he is getting some grey hair. He said, if you pluck my grey hair, I'll give you one hair, 1 rupee. I was thinking, why you want to pluck his grey hair? So I didn't understand, but later we understand that there is a change in his existence, he is not able to accept it. Once you are changing, we don't accept change. It's actually a great threat. So, people feel scared. Oh, how I am changing. No, so, for us, not a problem. Just shave up and you don't know the difference. And the same clothes, so don't much difference. But for people, there is a change, we cannot accept it. That causes so much stress. Actually, stress is not external reason. Stress is, there is actually internal. Because some change we cannot accept. So, why this sloka is actually so much connected to emotions. So, what Vyasadeva is giving, nice formula, or Krishna is also telling, it is actually connected to emotions. So, from birth we have Ichcha and Dvesha. That is our programming. Now when jasmine smell comes, we immediately get attracted to it. But some other smell comes, we get repels. So there is Ichcha and Dvesha. It is actually programmed in us. Somebody is programmed in a certain way and we helplessly act in that way. So, now what happens when we get it? Like person is told, like there is happiness in certain food item. So he's a poor man, he cannot purchase it. But once he gets, immediately I get excited. Oh, I enjoyed it. Now unless he's emotionally attached to it, he cannot enjoy. So you have to emotionally get involved in anything, then only you'll be happy. So otherwise you cannot be happy in this material world. So any enjoyment, there is emotion connected. And if emotion is connected, there is a problem. Every object which is giving us pleasure will give equal and opposite amount of suffering is there. Equal amount of suffering is there. Newton's third law applies everywhere actually. If a person is giving me pleasure, you should know that he is going to give you suffering also. Actually, that is the reality. Even though this is a side point, I'll tell because there is some nice things to understand that in this world, relationship especially, it's actually no true relationships. People try to take shelter of relationship, but it's actually dangerous if they don't get it right. How? Like, say if somebody is so much suffering, like maybe this air hoster, that fellow or that lady, no, after this terrible flight, they'll call immediately, they want to get relief of it. What they will do, they will call their boyfriend or girlfriend. They say, Today was so distress. I was almost about to jump from this flight. Now what they were doing, they are trying to take shelter of the person. In that relation, they are trying to take shelter. And some people take shelter of the body, the senses. They eat nicely, they sleep nicely. Bahut stress ho gaya. They are taking shelter, but there is a danger. What? Because after some time, the whom you took shelter, it will leave you. That causes great problem. Actually, कोई भी साथ देने वाला नहीं है हमको. In this material world, कोई भी हमारा साथ नहीं देगा. So the most closest person feels, for some people, mother is closest because he took so many years of shelter. And after that, wife and husband will be the greatest shelter. He has taken so much shelter. But the problem is, they cannot help. And so much we invested on our body, but body also saath nahi dega. So once the body start dwindling, we feel cheated. Arre, mera body ye kharab ho gaya, ye kharab ho gaya. Nobody is there to support us. But we take shelter of these things thinking they'll support. Now, when a person becomes old, wife becomes cold. Means she will not give the same affection which he was getting, and he gets the shock of life. Because he is no worth and she don't give support, then he feels. So this is actually reality. So then he gets so much into problem. So this is, our body don't support, that is actually greatest unhappiness for anybody. So, and we should not depend on this material relation so much. But what we do? We have to do sadhana. Depend on Krishna and Bhagavatam. So now we may say that it does not give so much for us. When we are chanting, it's a struggle after many years also. People hearing also, it's a struggle. But Krishna tells that is the only way to get happiness. So now people want to be happy, but our unhappiness is ignorance. We are ignorant, that's why we are unhappy. And the solution for is what Krishna tells, that if you please me, then you'll get knowledge and that gives happiness. So how to please the Lord? Lord is in everybody's heart. So the process of devotional service, the bhakti starts from the 7th chapter, Bhakti Yoga. First shloka says, Mayasakta Manaparta Yogam Injan Madashaya Asamshayam Samagramam Yatagnyasis Tat Shunu. When we hear about Krishna, Krishna in the heart gets pleased, he gives us knowledge, and that knowledge makes us happy. So any unhappiness in this material world we are facing is because I am ignorant. Like we were discussing last time, if there is impurity in any part of our body, it causes disease. Impurity in the heart causes unhappiness. So, but the ignorance actually is causing this unhappiness, and the ignorance can be satisfied when we please. Now how Krishna will be pleased? When we hear about him. This is actually psychology. If somebody tells our name, immediately we are very attentive. Then hearing will become listening, because they heard our name. So Krishna is also like that. If you tell about him, immediately he becomes alert and he thinks, okay, he want to hear about me, he becomes pleased. Because he is pleased in our heart, we actually get knowledge. So when we are chanting, not that because of chanting we are happy. We cannot chant. Holy name has to descend. We make some mechanical exercise, but unless the holy name descends, we cannot chant. Similarly with Bhagavatam also, we can read, but Bhagavatam should descend. That means Divya Jnan Hriday Pakashito. It has to come from within. So that is actually the way of happiness. So what Krishna is telling, you read scriptures, try to analyze, try to understand, try to apply, and one day it will be revealed. So not our reading, but actually they are revelation. So chanting is also same thing. It's actually revelation. It's not our end. So anything, we want to please the Lord, by pleasing the Lord about hearing about him, actually makes us happy. So this is one way of happiness. Another way of happiness is regulation according to the scriptures. People don't want regulation. Like they did an experiment, you might have heard about it. They took 3-year-old children, few, and gave them one very tasty chocolate. And they told, wait for 10 minutes. Don't eat it, we'll give 2. And then they kept them in a door and went. And after some time, they were trying, but somebody could not resist. They ate it. And few, they did not eat, and they got 2 chocolates. After 10 years, they did a survey on these people, how they are. So who took 2 chocolates? They are far more successful in all the fields than the people who ate chocolate immediately. That is, when you regulate, then actually that gives more success. So when you are regulating the senses, we may think, how can I be happy? No, actually our happiness is in regulation only. Because if you try to exploit our senses more and more, it gives. So this is actually what Vyasadeva's formula was, to regulate and to enjoy, and ultimately you will attain perfection. So, and this Ichha and Desha, I will not be able to cover, but I will just continue with, because this is a big topic on Ichha Dvesha, how we are programmed with Ichha and Dvesha, maybe sometime. So, when we are regulating our senses, is actually, it is a great initially it is difficult, but later on actually it gives so much pleasure. So what scriptures do is, we are programmed with certain things, but the program is corrupt. There is a virus in it. So people think that they can, there are certain wrong programmings in us, and people think they can drinking alcohol, or they think they can support so many women, or whatever their wrong programmings are, they're helplessly doing it. So this is actually corrupt. So the antivirus for us is reading scriptures. So what scriptures do? They give antivirus, they deprogram. Whatever program we had from childhood can be deprogrammed by reading scriptures. So this is actually the power of scriptures. Even if you don't understand, like one time, one in the church, there was one young monk, he joined, and he was washing vessels. And a big senior old monk was there, and he wanted to show this young monk his position, and basically he want to prove that you are a fool. So he went and asked, so you attended morning sermon? He said, yeah, yeah, it was very nice, very nice. He asked, so what did you remember from this? The young monk said, no, I didn't remember anything. Then the senior monk started chastising, what is the use of your attending the sermon? No, you didn't hear anything, you didn't remember anything, useless fellow. He said, the young monk said, actually he was washing some vessels, some salad and something. He said, I am washing this salad. He said, actually the job is done because I attended the sermon. Because when you wash, the water don't remain in the salad, but it washes. Similarly, when you hear Bhagavatam, sometime you may not remember anything, but it actually done the job of cleansing the heart. We unknowingly, actually heart gets cleansed. So, nashta prayesh abhadreshu. So, abhadras are actually destroyed when we hear. So, that is actually the only solution, hearing, which Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita. So, we have to work on this system. So, why Krishna tells we can be happy is this one. And there is another level on emotions, maybe I'll just tell 2 points. It's actually a big topic. So it's how what was Vyasadeva's formula in giving this is to regulate the emotions. So emotions are actually very what creates happiness and distress for us. So this is Ichha and Dvesha are based on emotions only. So what happens is, we should not restrict our emotions. Nigraham kim karishyasi. You are feeling something, don't try to suppress. Krishna is telling. So what is meant by suppressing? People say, if you are getting, you express and enjoy. But that's actually not what Krishna is telling. What is suppression? Like sometimes people suppress. No, generally in Vedic culture, now also some culture is remaining. So in that, women are told, no, you have to not fight, and no, be obedient to husband. and they suppress, suppress, suppress. And what happens if you suppress so much, all the negative energies accumulate and after 30 years, it explodes. And she will shout on the husband, 30 years back you said this to me. And the innocent husband is looking, what I said in 30 years back. She remembers 30 years back. That means she suppressed from 30 years. So suppressing is actually not good. Like we have a classical example of Saubari Muni. He was having lust, but he suppressed. He went into the water and tried to control, control, control. And it got so much accumulated. When he saw two fishes meeting, he thought it's a good idea. He came and it became 50 times. He married 50 women. Previously, he could have married one woman. But because he suppressed, it exploded. Then what it should be done, what Krishna is telling, you have to regulate. So that's actually what the system is, what Vyasadeva has created. It's actually regulating. Regulating means if somebody is angry, generally what he does, he starts blaming other person. You are this, you are this, and blah, 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 like so many sounds will come. But instead of blaming, you tell that I am angry. First you identify that I am angry and you can express, maybe your behavior is like this, I am angry with your behavior. When you express, people don't misunderstand. If you don't express, there is a misunderstanding. What he is thinking, what he is doing, why he is doing like this. But if you express, the cold is broken. You know, people understand, okay, this fellow don't have any bad intention, but he's okay. You know? So that's why it is good to express. But generally, the expression, if you don't do, people, if you understand your feeling, then only you can express. Otherwise, we start blaming or fighting and create so many troubles for themselves. When you tell, okay, you know, what I feel about you, you are like this, you know, thank you very much. You are my mother. So you are my boss or whatever. So then actually it gives solace, you know, okay, this. You know. So this is actually, I'll summarize. So many things I touched. I'll not remember what I spoke also then. So why I took this topic, in support of Vyasadeva, because Krishna spoke on this. First thing is, we are discussing that we cannot be happy in this material world. That's what Bhagavatam says. But, that's Vidura has, we have a standing of Vidura is telling. So when Vidura asked Maitreya, actually I forgot this point, that why not even one, young people in this world, youth, they think I am exception, I can be happy. And that actually is true. When I was, after I joined, I was very enthusiastic to tell my friends, classmates, no, this is not going to work. You also should become devotees. But nobody was ready to listen. And their parents were listening to me. I didn't understand, what is this? And I am telling them and their parents are listening. Now, when they got married and they have 1-2 children, they are listening. Now understood. Because when you are young, you think I can hum honge kamyab. But after a few years, you understand, actually, it's not possible. So, then Maitreya, now he gives the answer that just by hearing about Krishna, people can be happy. Their heart, in the heart, the Lord is there. He becomes happy and you can be happy. When you hear about Lord, he becomes in the happy. So, we have to develop emotions. We are emotional being. Krishna made us emotional being to make us happy. So if you can know the emotion of other person and you can act, that is considered the greatest, most talented person who can understand. And the highest talent person is Srimati Radharani. She can understand the emotions of Krishna and she can act accordingly. So if you can understand emotions of Krishna and we are happy, because Krishna is always happy, we can be always happy. So that is actually highest level. So, to be emotional is actually right, but right emotions in right place. Generally, people are emotional, but in wrong places. But if you can, and Radharani, we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, follower of Radharani. And Radharani, when Maharaj I was hearing, he says, Radharani is a 12-year highly emotional girl. So, if you see her, it's a highly emotional girl. But she understands the emotions of Krishna and she can make him happy. So, we also understand. So, the try to develop our emotions in a right way. So, then when he said that there is no way of happiness, that is actually what Bhagavatam says, but Krishna gives, you can be happy, but follow the scriptures, be regulated, regulate yourselves. People don't want regulations, but they need to be regulated. And Maitreya's solution is here, and Bhagavad Gita's solution is regulate through scriptures, what Vyasadeva is giving. And also, regulate is actually regulating our emotions. So we have to identify our emotions, and then we do it, then it will not a problem. So if you suppress, then there is a problem. So thank you all very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Sorry, I don't know whether.